Welcome to the Make Me a Pro podcast with your host, Charity Menday.
Hi guys, and welcome to the Make Me a Pro podcast, the online resource designed to help young professionals navigate their careers. This is episode number 5. In this week's episode, I interview Miss Salome Coker. Now, Salome is a lawyer by day, and by night, she is a life enthusiast / blogger. Now, Salome, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. I'm Salome. I am a lawyer at Clifford Chance at present. I've just finished training, my 2-year training contract, and I've just qualified into the capital markets department at Clifford Chance.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So I wanted to ask you, how did you get into Clifford Chance and being a lawyer? Explain to us a bit of your background.
Okay, so I grew up in London. I was kind of born and raised there. I went to LSE and I studied law. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of wasn't sure what I wanted to do for a very long time and didn't really apply for kind of jobs until after I finished uni. Mm-hmm. So before I graduated, but after I finished like my final year exams. And then I just had this great opportunity to apply for Clifford Chance as a part of a top-up scheme. Mm-hmm. And I did that, and you know, the rest is history. I just kind of went with the flow from there.
Wow, okay. And one thing that I thought was quite interesting was that you said that you didn't apply for anything until you'd finished your exams. A lot of people feel a lot of pressure to be kind of all ready before exams and everything. How was that process for you?
See, for me, because as I mentioned, I wasn't really sure. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really see the value in committing myself to doing applications, which we all know takes forever. Mm-hmm. For something that I didn't know whether I wanted to do. So I kind of made a pledge to myself that I would focus on uni, I would focus on trying to expand the knowledge I had, I would focus on, you know, other skills, gaining work experience, networking, etc. And then once I finish uni and I have a slightly better understanding of where it is in what direction I want to go, then mm-hmm. I will apply on that basis.
Okay.
And that worked in my favour, clearly, but I know that it might not be for everyone. Some people don't like uncertainty, whereas I kind of was just going to take each day as it came, basically.
Okay. And as you've stepped into the world of law, I know one thing that you've done and launched is your own lifestyle blog. So you describe yourself as a life enthusiast. Tell us a bit more about that and your blog and what you do.
So I describe myself as a life enthusiast because I'm someone that really, I mean, it kind of says it in the title, I'm really enthusiastic about discovering myself and who I am and who I want to be, mm-hmm. and this journey that we have on this earth. And I'm always trying to ensure that this journey that I have is as exciting and enriching as possible. Mm-hmm. And I found that, you know, for me, I'm able to kind of discover myself and embark on this journey by traveling and reading and meeting people. And that's why I started my lifestyle blog, because it was almost a way of me documenting the thought process and the thought process and the inspirations that came to me in this pursuit of life, mm-hmm. pursuit of understanding my purpose here and trying to achieve that.
And
so that was how the blog was born.
And how have you found sort of blogging alongside work and all that sort of stuff, really discovering yourself whilst being a young professional?
It's been a bit of a mixed bag, actually. It's been very rewarding in some aspects where people actually follow the blog and read it and kind of pull me up and say, oh, you haven't blogged like in ages, you know, what's going on? So mm-hmm. I feel accountable to people that are starting to actually follow a platform. But at the same time, it's quite difficult when you're working, you know, full-time, quite long hours at times, to kind of sit down and actually do a post or try and, you know, do some social media to get some, you know, more traffic to your blog and things like that. So it's been quite difficult, but I think definitely the pros outweigh the cons.
Mm-hmm. And one thing that you can tell from just looking at your blog is you don't waste any time. You really know how to enjoy life to the full. So one thing that I read a few months ago was something who a LinkedIn influencer mentioned: your boss doesn't care about your weekend. So how can you advise other people to really make sure they make the most of their weekends, their holidays, and their time while they're working?
That's a good question. I think we all have things that we want to do. It could be kind of business wise. It could be just as a hobby, things that we are really interested in doing, and most of the time are either too scared or we think that we don't have enough time. And then when you realise how many hours there are in a day and how much time you have on the weekend, you realise that, okay, I actually do have time to allocate an hour here and, you know, 2 hours there to do the things that I've always wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so the kind of the onus is on yourself to be as productive as possible on the weekends and in your evenings. But for me, I've always wanted to travel and I've always wanted to explore. And so sometimes, even if I'm not, flying off somewhere, I would spend a day just walking around London, or I'll go to another city in the UK or just something, because that's my way of inspiring myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you have to kind of recognize how valuable your time is and act accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only way. Like you said, your boss doesn't care about your weekend. So if you don't care, nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
You have to decide that actually, for those 48 hours, I'm going to make sure that it's as productive as possible each and every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean that some days I'm not watching Netflix in bed, but, at least most of the time I can say I'm doing something in line with my goals and my dreams. So. Mm-hmm.
And what's your advice from kind of unplugging from work, but also being quite active? I mean, I know you mentioned to me the other day about work is a game and it's about learning the rules of the game to be kind of the best in what you do. So talk to some of us about that a bit more.
Yeah, I mean, it's about recognizing, like I said, the value of your time.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're working, you need to work with the understanding that your time is precious at work and also when you've left. So you have to work on that basis that, okay, I want to leave at 6:30 today. So everything I do is with that goal in mind. The way I behave, the way I interact with my colleagues, my boss, is with that goal in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so, often I will communicate that, sometimes directly or indirectly, to the people that I'm working with, letting them know that this is what I'm going to do for today and this is the time it's going to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And once it's done, I'm going to go home, And it's like, it doesn't mean that sometimes I don't stay late and things like that if I have to, but I try and be as productive as I can during the day so I can, really get home at a time that's respectable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm sure... being in the city, it's quite difficult to make sure that you are that disciplined to not be at work odd hours of the night, every night.
But, like, I mean, the truth is, like, a lot of the things that you were doing are not urgent. And so it really becomes a case of communicating with that person. And if you're working for someone, someone is giving you work and they're giving you a deadline.
Mm.
Sometimes it is just a case of communicating and just finding out when the hard deadline is, because some people tend to really just give kind of arbitrary deadlines and it's not actually when they need it by.
Mm-hmm.
And so you end up staying late and then the person doesn't look at it for another week and you've wasted your evening. So it is just getting the confidence to say no. It's getting the confidence to push back on a deadline.
Mm-hmm.
If someone says we need this by today and you know that you can't do it, it's you need to be confident enough to say I can start it today but I'll finish it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And if they push back, then that's a different story. But you never kind of lose by, being true to yourself and saying, actually, I don't think I can get that done by this time. I will try. But, it's not always going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's just a bit about kind of being a bit more confident, saying no and standing up to yourself, especially when people are trying to push you around or take advantage of you being junior or, things like that.
Mm-hmm. And how, so apart from sort of being more confident and kind of being more strict with yourself, what are some of the key lessons that you've learned, particularly in your training contract period, of being effective, productive, but also being a little bit selfish and really keeping your life yours and not falling into the trap that we often fall into of, you know, I'm young, I really need to impress, I need to be the star player in the team. Let me stay and give all this time to work. Like, what are the key things that you've learned that you'd advise others to kind of be wary of?
Well, in terms of like kind of time management, one of the things that I do is I do my to-do list the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the morning, as part of like kind of my morning meditation process, or just when I do my fitness and things like that, I review it and just try and take a few minutes to plan the day.
Mm-hmm.
So it means that when I get to work, I kind of already know what it is I'm doing, rather than getting to work and spending another hour planning your morning and then next minute it's lunch.
Mm.
So that's kind of what I would do in terms of time management.
And what about the guilt of not wanting to seem like you're a slacker, but really want to kind of have time for you, particularly at the weekends, and really prioritizing your kind of precious time, I guess?
You can phrase things in a way that people know that you're still responsive, people know that you're eager to learn, you're eager to work.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, they respect that you have other things to do, mm-hmm. you know? So this could be, I'll give you an example. If you know that you have a weekend away, you make your superior or your supervisor accountable for that weekend away by saying, what do I need to do between now and then?
Mm-hmm.
So that I can go and I know that I've gone and I can enjoy my weekend. So it's just little things, I learned basically on my training contract, I learned how to tweak my communication to its recipient. So if I know that someone likes to be informed all the time, I kept them informed all the time of my work progress, like sometimes 3-4 times a day,
mm-hmm.
you know, saying, I'll just let you know this is where I'm up to, you know, one line, or I'll pop into their office and I'll say it. Some people don't really care.
Mm.
Where, you know, so you just tailor, you be a bit more aware of who you're working with, and you just tailor your work product and your attitude to that person.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty much the tips that I would recommend and the things that I've used over the last 2 years.
That's amazing. That's really, really useful. And I think definitely we'll be taking notes for implementation, and I'm sure a few other people will be doing that as well. So if people want to get in contact with you, Salome, and reach you on your blog, Amakai, how do they get in contact with you?
Okay, so on my blog, there's a contact page, and there's an About Us and a contact page. And if you click on the About Us, it has a brief description of what it is that I'm doing on that blog, and it has my email address.
Mm-hmm.
So that's for any kind of inquiries in relation to the blog or my travels or things like that. But if it's something a bit more professional, it's kind of commercial or legal related, or advice, getting into law or career advice, then I would prefer my Clifford Chance email, which I can send you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Salome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And thank you guys for listening in. As always, you can catch more of the blog on makemeapro.wordpress.com, or alternatively, if you want to get in contact with me directly, you can find me on Twitter, it's @MissMende, or give me a Google on LinkedIn. Until next time, guys.